Hi there, my name is Elizabeth Walker and welcome to Essential Oils 101. I'm a Young Living distributor and have been for about a year and a half now, and I love essential oils. I'm so excited to get to share all this that I know about essential oils with you. So let's get started. First of all, what are essential oils? Well, they are the most powerful part of the plant. They come from shrubs and flowers, trees, roots, bushes, the fruits and the resin, every part of the plant. Oils consist of over 100 different natural organic compounds, and in fact, in humans, they provide support for every system in the body, from your skeletal system, your muscular system, your hormones, your respiratory system, especially your immune system, and even your brain health and a healthy weight. They can be used for emotions and spiritual support. An oil and diffuser can soothe your day after work or school and have a calming effect in the evening. You can even use oils as an alternative to toxic cleaning supplies, and you can do it without breaking the bank. There are about 300 different essential oils on Earth, but you only need about 10 or 20 to build a really good kit to start with. You don't have to be an aromatherapist to use essential oils, because trust me, I'm not. But in most cases, you just put the oils on your skin. There are actually three ways to get oils into your system. The English method is to apply it topically onto your skin. The French method is to ingest and cook with it, and the German method is to diffuse and inhale the oils, which can be the most effective method because it doesn't have to pass through your digestive system to affect your body. Tests have shown that oils reach the heart, liver, and thyroid in about 3 seconds whenever you inhale them, and they're found in the bloodstream in 26 seconds when applied topically to your skin. Of course, the exfoliation of oils takes about 3 to 6 hours in a normal healthy body, but if you're unhealthy, they'll stick around a little longer to help out. How about some essential oils history? Oils were first mentioned by name in the book of Genesis in the Bible, chapter 37, when Joseph was sold to slave traders. They carried spicery, balm, and myrrh. Genesis ends with the burial of Joseph's father, who was anointed with myrrh, and in fact, oils are mentioned over 1,000 times in the scripture. Some of the oldest cultures on Earth used oils. Babylonians placed orders for cedarwood and myrrh in Cyprus. The Egyptians used essential oils for beauty and embalming, and in fact, they have the oldest recorded deodorant recipe. Pakistan and Rome used essential oils in their communal bathhouses. Oils were even used by Christ. Jesus was given gold, frankincense, and myrrh at his birth. Frankincense is sometimes considered the coconut oil of essential oils because it has over 10,000 uses. Essential oils were used by the medieval Europeans, many of whom brought back oils during the Crusades. It was only after World War II when essential oils were rediscovered, and science on their uses grows every single year. Now, do essential oils work? Well, before I learned about Young Living, I didn't really know anything about essential oils. I knew that I had lavender bath salts from Walmart that I didn't really care for, and I thought tea tree oil and eucalyptus smelled horrible. The thing is, you can buy oils at farmers markets, bulk food stores, online, but there's really no rating system in the United States for essential oils. The closest thing we get is an FDA requirement that in order to label a bottle of essential oils as pure or therapeutic grade, the contents of that bottle has to be at least 5% essential oil. All oils in the world fall into four categories, grade A, B, C, and D. Grade A is therapeutic grade, made with organically grown plants, distilled at low temperatures to get all of the oil out that it's supposed to, and just done the right way. Grade B oils are technically food grade, but they can have synthetics and pesticides, fertilizers, chemical extenders, and even carrier oils. Grade C are perfume oils. They often contain all kinds of chemicals. They usually use solvents to get more oil per harvest. The solvents can be cancerous, and many are in store-bought oils. These oils are the ones that you see at the grocery store that are labeled, "Do not put this on your skin." Grade D isn't even essential oil at all. It's actually called floral water. It's a byproduct of the grade A oil distillation. After all the oil is pulled out of the plant, the leftover trash water is bottled up and sold to companies who fill 5% of the bottle with this trash water, the rest with carriers, and then label it pure. Grade A is the only pure essential oil, because grade D would be like going to your fridge, taking out a glass for orange juice, filling it about 5% with orange juice, and filling the rest up with cooking oil or water. You wouldn't get the full benefits of orange juice. That's why you want grade A oils. Before you purchase, you need to check and see if the company grows their own plants, owns their own fields, and controls the entire process from the seed going into the ground to the seal on the bottle. Pesticides, pollution, previously farmland, all of it can affect the quality of an essential oil. Young Living's oils are grade A. Why would you go the extra step of using an oil to get away from a chemical and then use an oil full of chemicals? It doesn't make sense. One of the things that stand out to me with Young Living is their seed to seal process. It's a promise of integrity. The founder, Gary Young, said that he never makes an oil for profit, he makes it for a purpose. Every plant is hand weeded, there are no pesticides, no chemicals, no weed killers. The plants are harvested at their peak. There's a vigorous testing product, and they process, and they go from the farm straight to your home. It's not a slogan, it's a promise, it's a way of life. You can actually learn more about this and Young Living's story at seedtoseal.com. So why do companies sell oils more cheaply? Well, they want to save money. If you use pesticides, you have more crop in the end of the day. If you use a chemical solvent to extract the oil, you pull more out. If you dilute it with a cheaper oil or a carrier oil, you stretch the product that you have. Essential oils are sold more cheaply because the companies cut corners. So how are essential oils made? Well, it takes a lot of work to create a little bit of essential oil. 60,000 rose blossoms provide only 1 ounce of essential oil for rose oil. Lavender is more abundant, and that's why it's cheaper. About 220 pounds of lavender plant will provide 7 pounds of oil. Jasmine flowers must be picked by hand before the sun becomes hot on the very first day the flowers open, thus making it one of the most expensive oils in the world. It takes 8 million hand-picked blossoms to produce about 2 pounds of oil. The sandalwood tree has to be 30 years old and 30 feet high before it can be cut down for distillation. But a little bit of oil goes a long way. Most oils are between $10 and $30 a bottle. There are two sizes of essential oil bottles, a 5 milliliter and a 15 milliliter. The 5 milliliter bottle contains about 90 drops, and a 15 milliliter has about 250 drops. Each application of an essential oil, each time you use it, you're going to use about 1 to 3 drops. That means a small bottle can still get you between 45 and 90 applications. Young Living Thieves Cleaner is made of plants, and it costs about $1.50 a bottle when you make it up from the concentrate. You can't even get that in the organic section of the grocery store. It replaces a multi-purpose cleaner, glass cleaner, floor cleaner, everything. The organic versions of these can run you $5 or more a bottle, and there's no telling what's in there that they don't tell you about. Let's talk for a minute about essential oil safety. There are specific oils that are photosensitive, which means you don't want to wear them on your skin and go outside. These are mostly citrus oils, like grapefruit and lemon and orange. They can cause an irritation if the sunlight hits them, so you need to be very careful with those oils. When using oils on your skin, you always need to watch for redness and dilute with a carrier oil. Dilute oils on children because their skin is more permeable and allows the oils to be absorbed very quickly. So what's a carrier oil? That is a fatty oil like olive oil, coconut oil, almond oil, and its molecules are much larger than those of essential oils. Using a carrier oil with an essential oil slows down the rate the body can absorb the essential oil because it has to ping pong through all those large molecules of the carrier oil to get down to your skin. Also be careful about putting oils near your eyes. Some oils, like peppermint, can cause a burning sensation. So if you are placing an oil near your eye, use it with a Q-tip or your fingertip instead of tipping the bottle towards your face. You can also become desensitized to an oil if you use the same oil over and over and over day after day. A good thing to remember is to rotate your oils 3 to 4 days, even up to a week. Just start changing them out. What about internal use of essential oils? NAHA, one of the top aromatherapy schools in the United States, doesn't advocate for internal use of essential oils because most companies don't carry oils that are generally regarded as safe by the FDA. The NAHA bases a lot of their decisions on the British model, which advocates topical use only. Many of the British studies are flawed, so they've done studies at extremely high doses or used oils in the way that they aren't used, like pouring an entire bottle inside the body. Young Living uses all three methods of essential oils, so British, French, and German, and in fact, the French have been safely using some essential oils internally for decades in their cooking. Young Living has something called a Vitality line of essential oils. They have white labels, so you can easily recognize which oils are safe to take internally in a capsule or put in your drink or food. On the other side, look at the ingredient list of the things under your bathroom and kitchen sinks. Every day we put these products on our skin, on our body, we breathe them in, but many of these products contain damaging chemicals. The average woman applies over 300 chemicals a day to her body through soaps, makeup, shampoo, hair care products, and more. 80 of those products are applied every day before breakfast. When you use Young Living's essential oils and products, you're using a product with one ingredient, or ingredients you can recognize and know that they're not toxic. Things like lemon, oregano, tangerine, they don't have additives or chemical yuck or extra colorings or scents. I know this is a lot. Let me tell you how I started my oils journey. A Young Living Premium Starter Kit. It's the only thing on the Young Living website that's half off. If you're a frugal college kid like me, this is the best idea. It comes with 11 bottles of oil and a diffuser. The first of the 11 oils is frankincense. It's one of the top skin oils. It smooths the appearance of skin, and you can diffuse it during prayer time or a time when you need concentration for grounding, purpose, and focus. Lavender is the oil of relaxation. You can diffuse it for a calming, soothing aroma. It's also a great skin oil. Peppermint supports gastrointestinal comfort and may help in performance during exercise. Purification. You can diffuse this blend to freshen the air and get rid of odors. It's actually a good skin oil also. It's very moisturizing. You can use it in a spray to enjoy the outdoors without little annoyances buzzing around everywhere. Thieves is a wonderful oil that helps support a healthy respiratory system and maintain overall wellness. It gives your immune system a great boost. Stress Away promotes emotional wellness, and it's one of the top emotional oils. Lemon has a citrus flavor, of course, and it enhances the taste of food and water. And there's evidence that it may support the immune system as well. Lemon is great to put in your water because it gives it a pleasant flavor. Panaway is an oil that helps soothe muscles after exercise. It has a very minty, stimulating aroma. It also supports the appearance of healthy skin coloration. Copaiba is an oil that promotes overall wellness, especially in the skeletal system, but it does support nearly every system in the body. Digize is the top oil for the digestive system. In fact, you can take it in a veggie capsule every day or after a meal to keep your gut running the way it's supposed to. RC is the last oil in the kit, and it supports a healthy respiratory system. It contains two different types of eucalyptus, and it also encourages an atmosphere of comfort. So how do you order? It's easy. You go to youngliving.com, click on Become a Member, and then add my sponsored enroller number, 1004-2671. It's super simple. So why oils? Because you need them in your home as part of a chemical, toxin-free lifestyle. When you see what the oils do for your body, you're not going to want to stop at one oil. You share oils because you love and care for people around you, and you want to see them living a healthy life. And when you care for yourself, you can fully do what God created you to do and what you were called to do. Where do you begin? The starter kit. Like I said, that's 11 bottles of oil and a diffuser. If you were to calculate it up and take off the cost of the diffuser, you're getting 11 oils, pure essential oils, for $70. You can't even get that at the grocery store. Each bottle has 90 drops in it, 90 applications. Who wouldn't pay 6 cents for a drop of Thieves to help out with an aching tooth? The kit also comes with tiny bottles to share the oils with your family and friends, and an AromaGlide roll-on bottle to apply oils on the go, and samples of Ningxia Red for full system support. I absolutely adore Ningxia, and it's the best way to support your immune system. You also get a diffuser in the kit and a lifetime wholesale membership. That means 24% off of your oils for life. Every single order you place is 24% off. To maintain the wholesale membership, you have to spend $50 in a calendar year of oils that you get to choose. That's like 2 bottles of Thieves Cleaner, which is the only thing I use to clean my house and my dorm. If you need a small step to start using oils in your home, you can just use them to clean. There are also some great resources out there. I would love to connect you with my Java Oils Jesus Facebook page, all of my upline, as well as the Oilability team, who has helped me out a lot with learning how to teach essential oils classes. I will also help you if you decide to pursue Young Living as a business and give you teacher training and one-on-one for how to get your oils for free. So where do you start? Well, it's as easy as going to youngliving.com. Many people tell me they can't buy from an MLM like Young Living, but when you shop at Walmart, you're supporting a CEO's third home. When you shop an MLM, a multi-level marketing company like Young Living, you're buying local. You're supporting my personal business, my family business. You're paying for gas in my car, helping me pay for my dorm and my college education. It's the best form of business out there. And one of the most important reasons is you get to see people you know be financially blessed. Young Living sells about 100,000 starter kits a month, and they're selling them for a reason. People are tired of chemical yuck in their homes, and they're taking control. Chipotle is cutting all their GMOs. Panera is cutting all their chemicals. Kraft Mac and Cheese has cut their dyes, and Heinz Ketchup has cut their corn syrup from their ketchup. People are starting to flip over the backs of boxes and bottles and cans to see what they put in and on their bodies and clean their homes with, and they're saying, no more chemicals. Can you live a completely toxin-free life? No, but you can minimize your exposure. You can take control of your laundry soap, your dish soap, your cleaning supplies, your supplements, your food, and say, I want a less toxic life. And that's where oils come in. The starter kit has literally 10,000 uses, from cleaning to emotional balance, personal care products, toothpaste, deodorant, fitness. I'd like to issue the 3-cabinet challenge. Go to 3 cabinets in your home and start flipping over the backs of bottles and boxes and see what ingredients you don't know what they are, what you can't pronounce, what you can't understand. Start Googling these and type in Google dangers of and whatever the name is, or even just side effects or effects on the human body for all these different chemicals. I know that I don't want to put these things on my skin, much less all over my head where it can reach my brain in about 26 seconds. You are the gatekeeper of your home. You control what comes through your doorway, and you're responsible for the health of yourself and your family. It's time to start kicking chemicals out of your home. I can walk you through every step if you'd like me to, or you can just go online and do it for yourself. I'd also love to give you some free support. So as soon as you sign up, send me an email or contact me with the information that I've left with this audio lecture. And I would love to help you out and get you some freebies just for signing up. Remember, it's as easy as going to youngliving.com, clicking on Become a Member, and filling out the form. Remember to enter my sponsor and enroller number, 1004-2671. Thank you so much for giving me your time, to help you learn about essential oils. I believe with all my heart that you're about to have the best year ever. And you won't recognize your life in your home a year from now because of essential oils and how much change they can bring. I'm so excited for you. Congratulations, you've survived Essential Oils 101.